So if we look up the Ramah, the Ramah says as follows. This is found over here, Hilchos Lulav, at the end, V'noyagim loymar koyheles b'shabes shel chol hamoed b'shmineh, oy b'shmineh atzeres yekloy b'shabes. As I said, Dr. Amor. Now, in Hilchos Pesach, the Ramah brings down the minig of Shir HaShirim. Let's go to Hilchos Pesach, Dr. Amor. Noyagim loymar Shir HaShirim b'shabes shel chol hamoed. Okay. Now, why do we do it? What's the shaychus? So Shavuos and Pesach actually are the easy ones. There we find in the Ramah himself. The Ramah brings down the cost of Avudraham Noagu Oilam Likrois Bechag Amatzay Shir Hashirim. He says this in the Darkei Moshe. Neishem Medaber Begulas Mitzrayim. Makes sense. Shir Hashirim is about Gulas Mitzrayim. There's a lot of Yetzias Mitzrayim in there. Actually, Pesukim referring to Kriyas Yam Suf. Then he says, and what about Sukkos? Shavuos. Shavuos also makes sense. The Chayin Rus, this Gaira. And we spoke about this Barichas during Shavuos, for those of you that were here then. The Shaychas between Rus and the Gairas of Rus and Matan Torah, we went through the whole thing. What about Sukkos? So the Ramah comes, and he says, I found something for Sukkos too. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Koheles, "B'chag Sukkos Amim Koheles, Shekosuv Boy Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoina Sheim Yimei Achag." So I don't have to elaborate on this Ramah. That there's a tremendous difference between the reason given by Pesach, which is an internal reason, has to do with the Megillah. The Megillah talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Makes sense. You talk about that during Pesach. Rus is Geirus and Dovid HaMelech and all, it's connected to Shavuos. We were Geirim B'Shas Matan Torah, according to one opinion in the Gemara. Makes sense. That we take the most wholesome Geirus, and that's what we read about on Shavuos. Okay? Makes sense. Koheles, you found one pasuk that says Shiva V'Gam Shmoina, and what's the eight? The eight is the 8 days of which means Atzeres with Sukkos. That sounds like you're desperate. You're by Sheva Baruch Hu, they ask you to say a gematria. That's why we read Koheles. There must be something deeper. So therefore, there's been mamish many tens of reasons given. I'm going to share with you one of the explanations, which ties into a mysterious Gemara in Perek Bama Madlik in the Masecha Shabbos Dav Lamed, where the Gemara talks about Megillas Koheles. And the Gemara says a very interesting thing about Koheles. Strong words the Gemara uses. The Gemara says like this, and we read you the part of the Gemara Snegeh to us. Om Rav Yudah B'Rei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Mishmei derav. Bikshu chachomim lignoiz es sefer koheles. Chazal wanted to bury the Megillas Koheles. Yeah? They were going to bury it, we would never know about it. Right? It would be a book of the past. They wanted to bury it. Now for Chazal to take a chelik of ksuvim, a chelik of Tanakh, to bury it, there has to be a very good reason to do that. Meaning, even Stam things that we had in Masorah, they hesitated to bury. Sefer HaRefuah, famously, they want the people to have, shouldn't ruin their Emunah. So the Gemara says why? Mimnei shedvorov soyschim zeze. And the Gemara brings, because there's a lot of stuff in Koheles that's contradictory. It's hard to read, it's hard to understand what he means. He says Simcha is not good. And then he says Simcha Marti Mohilol. Toif Kas mi Simcha. Then he says, Ul Simcha Marti Mohilol. And we could go through the whole Sefer Koheles. We could find psukim that seem to contradict each other. So basically, if somebody's going to go through Koheles, they may have a lot of kashas. So therefore, Chazal were going to bury Koheles. That's a very, very strong statement. What does the Gemara say? Obviously they didn't. That's why we have it. Why didn't they? Says the Gemara, "Umibnei maloi gunzua." So if they wanted to and they were going to, why did they ultimately not bury it? Says the Gemara, because they found in it chilosoi divrei Torah, and they found soifoi divrei Torah, and vice to chois, they found certain things in Koheles that made a reason we shouldn't bury it. What they find? The chsiv, it says in the beginning of Koheles, Ma Yisrael lo adam b'chol hamoloi sheyamol tachas ha-shemesh. V'ami dver v'yanei tachas ha-shemesh udein, koidem ha-shemesh yesh lo. B'kitzer, Shlomo Melch says, what value does a person have to toil with everything in this world that's under the sun? Why does he use the phrase under the sun? He's alluding to us that what should you spend your life with? What should you toil with? Something that was here before the Shemesh. What's that? That's Torah. Tachas HaShemesh Udein Loi. Koidem HaShemesh Yesh Loi. What is that? That's Torah. So what's the obvious question? If the book was so dangerous that Chazal were pasha worried people are going to read it, they're going to get confused, messed up, mixed up, whatever you want to call it. So for that, it was good enough of a reason to bury the whole Sefer? So why does this one pasuk take care of the problem? So Shlomo Melch says it's good to be Isaac and Torah. Okay. That's it. Now everything is answered. Okay. But one thing we see, I'm cherry picking this Gemara and Shabbos, that the chashivas, the value of Sefer Koheles, has to do with the fact that it gives a certain chashivas to Torah. So right away, that gives us a new understanding. And by the way, that was the name Koheles comes from. You know, all the Svarim of Shlomo Melech have a reason why they have the names. Koheles, the Gemara Esther, the Medrash Esther Kasha, the Psikti Esther Kasha, the Koheles Rabbe Esther Kasha. How did Koheles get the name? So if you look at the Medrash and the Koheles Rabbe over here, it says, Loma Nikra Shmoi Koheles. Because he gathered people to give them Torah. Yakel Shlomo HaMelech. And then Kohel HaZut that says the same thing. Lomol HaNem of Shlomo HaLiyah, Shemar of Kohel HaZut, Bahakel. Shlomo HaMelech taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. Bahakel gathered people together. That's why it's called Kohel HaZut. So that actually matches what the Gemara is saying in Shabbos, that Sefer Kohel HaZut gives us a Chashivas for Torah. Chashivas for Torah. Okay. But doesn't answer our question. Why was that a reason not to bury it? Good, it's a good book, but we had theory. We knew some of Melch's books are good, but we had a reason to bury it. We said it's theories, people can get messed up, questions, confusion. We had good reason. So I'm going to share with you a great idea from Reb David Pardo Zatzal, Asfar de Shechochem, and it ties into the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot. Sukkot is really the Yom Tov of Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh. We know that originally when we got the first luchas, so everything was in the first luchas. You know that, right? Everything was in the first luchas. We would have never forgotten anything. And to some degree, the Torah Shebaal Peh was kolul in the luchas, however you understand that. You were able to extract Torah Shebaal Peh from the first luchas. The luchas shniyim changed the whole picture. Right? It's a new... When did we get the luchas hashniyim? Right before Sukkot, Yom Kippur, Hashem says, "Salachti kidvarech." He gave us the luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchas. That's what we really celebrate. Sukkot really is, and that's why Sukkot is considered the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. Reb Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik had a great chap. He had a chap. You guys remember the Gemara in Sukkot, the tzeduki that blocked the mizbeach, that they shouldn't be able to pour the water down the mizbeach, by Nisuch HaMayim. You remember that story? Any of you? Who learned Sukkah? Yeah, you remember? Huh? What'd they do? Oh! Ashrecha v'toivloch. You remember that. They literally gave him skila. They pelted him with the esrogim. It says they all took, all the people took the esrogim and they stoned him. It's a very interesting chazal. It's a mishnah. Very strange, right? That, is that what you would, you go and stone somebody with your esrogim? It's like a strange, just strange. First of all, it's not so hard. If I want to really stone somebody, I'll use a stone. But also an esrog, he's throwing esrogim at him. So Yoshebel had a great chap. He said, this idea that Sukkot, we know, is a yomtiv of Torah Shebal Peh. We know Nisuch HaMayim is Torah Shebal Peh. It's learned out of Torah Shebal Peh. Mem Yud Mem, Nisocheh, Nisochim. The whole Nisuch HaMayim reflects Torah Shebal Peh. The Tzidukim, that's why they were against Nisuch HaMayim, because the Tzidukim denied Torah Shebal Peh. Why were they so busy with Nisuch HaMayim? Because they're against Torah Shebal Peh. They're only Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the Tzidukim, whenever it was Torah Shebal Peh, they tried to, Hoshanas, anything part of Torah Shebal Peh, they tried to fight. Oh, Zogt El, says Rav Yosheber, that's why the Yom Tov of Sukkos has countless Torah Shebal Peh things, if you think about it. Everything about Sukkos is Torah Shebal Peh. The walls is Torah Shebal Peh. The halachu moshim b'sinai, shtayim kilchos, shlisha, everything is halachu moshim b'sinai by Sukkot. Good asik, loved, the walls themselves, this, everything about Sukkot. Think about how many mitzvahs of Sukkot are derabbanan. Not derabbanan, derabbanan, rabbinical. I'll learn from the derabbanan. The whole idea of teishul keitadur is not written in the Megillah. The tzidukim were in the Sukkot in the rain, you know that? Because they don't darshan teishul keitadur. They were in the Sukkot in the rain. Because where do we learn that you could come into the house in the rain? Teshuva came to do it. We learn that you should live in the sukkah the way you live at home. The tzidukim, they had to stay in the sukkah in the rain. They were stuck. Just like they couldn't have shalom on Shabbos. They held, you can't even put it on from before. They had no shalom on Shabbos. Yeah? In certain ways, they were very religious. Right? So, Lamaisa, I actually once said, that's pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah says that lost lovoi, the goyim are going to all come and say we would have taken the Torah, right? We wanted the Torah. We would have taken the Torah. What does Hashem do? He gives them a mitzvah. What mitzvah does He give them? Sukkah. And the Gemara says every goy is going to build a sukkah. Imagine every goy is going to have a sukkah. I envision Home Depot. So Zayin Lebedik. It's a good time to go in the sukkah business. They're all going to need sukkahs. And the Gemara says that every goy, the Baruch Hashem is going to take out the chama min hatrika, take out the sun, right? It's going to be the hottest day, and every goy is going to kick the sukkah, walk out and kick the sukkah. And the Baruch Hashem is going to laugh at them. In fact, the Gemara, they're allowed to leave the sukkah. The Gemara is tiny, the way they left the sukkah, they kicked the sukkah, whatever. So I'm going to say Poshe Pshat. Everybody asks on the Gemara. The Baruch Hashem says, tells the Goyim, oh, I have an easy mitzvah, let's try you out. Sukkah. Mitzvah kala yeshli. Hashem tells the Goyim, you want the Torah? No problem. I have an easy mitzvah. A sukkah shema. Do make a sukkah. Right? That's a kala Gemara. If you're talking to a conservative guy, what's a conservative guy listen to? He goes to synagogue. The synagogue has a sukkah. He goes in there once or twice and makes a blessing. That's easy. That's a pretty easy mitzvah. But the way we do sukkah, that's easy. If you do it right, it means you empty out yourself from your house, you bring in your kelim noim, you live in the sukkah for a week from the hardest mitzvahs. I'm not saying it's not pleasurable. It's not easy. The Baruch Hashem gave them tzitzis, I get it. Mitzvah kala. Yeah, put a penny in the pushkin. It's easy. Sukkah? Sukkah's from the hardest mitzvahs, I say, if you want to do it right. I'm not saying it's painful, but it's not kala. The Rambam says that during Sukkot, your house becomes your storage shed, and your sukkah becomes your home. Again, a lot of people don't do it right. They go into sukkah a little here, a little there, they don't do it right. Not tell me they are Reuven. But I'm talking about sometimes people don't do it right. So what's pshat in the Gemara? It's an easy mitzvah. So I'll tell you what the pshat is. The Goyim's whole taina is that Hashem forced us. Hashem tells the Goyim, what do you mean I offered you the Torah? You said no. The Goyim says, you didn't force us. Everybody remembers Tosfos in Shabbos Peches that Hashem only had to force us on what part of the Torah? Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat, we said Nasa Benishma. Right? Most mitzvahs, the Rabbanon came and made it much harder to do the mitzvahs. Take Shabbos, for example. Somebody would only do the 39 malachas deraisin, none of the toldois, none of the Rabbanon isidra, much easier. Shabbos would be like the Ramban says, Shabbos would almost be like a regular day, kimat. The Rabbanon made it harder, right? Most mitzvahs the Rabbanon added. There's one Yom Tov we have, that the Rabbanon made one drasha, with that drasha he made everything easier. Forgetting the walls, everything is good asik and lover than three. Teishvu keitaduru. The Rabbanon made mitzvah sukkah easier, not harder. Thus pshan the Gemara. The Goyim's whole time is on Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbiksav, we accepted, they didn't. So Rabbanon Shem says, mitzvah kali yeshli. I have a mitzvah which the Rabbanon only made it easier. Klai Yisrael accepted the harder version. You understand? I'm giving you the easy version. The version that Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael accepted the harder version. That's Pshat Mitzvah Sukkah. Zokt Rabbi Yosheber. That even the Dalad Minim are not written in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say Esrik. It says Pri Eitz Hadar. And Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us what the Esrik is. So the Jews went and they threw the Esrog, which we only have from Torah Shabbat Peh, they pelted the Tziduki to show him that even we would have no Yom Tov without Torah Shabbat Peh. This Esrog is not an Esrog. People like you, this wouldn't be an Esrog. Great chav, right? That's why they pelted him with Esrog. As we talk to B'yoshebel. So, Memela, we understand that since Sefer Koheles is the Sefer of Torah, the Chashivas of Torah, we understand. Now, how does this answer Dvar of Soisrim Zezeh? How does it answer that question? So I'll tell you simply how it answers the question. There's a famous contradiction in the Rambam between Mishneh Torah and the Moreh Nevuchim. Tremendous contradiction. In the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says, Loi darshinen taimed ikro. We don't dash in the reason for mitzvahs. Torah gives a mitzvah, that's it. Right? In the Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam says a person should work and toil to understand all the reasons behind the mitzvahs. So they ask the Kastira in the Rambam. Obviously it's not such a stira. But I'm going to tell you Pasha Pshat in Rambam. Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat in Rambam is like this. When Hashem gives us a mitzvah, our job is to do the mitzvah. Our job is to do the mitzvah on Hashem's terms. Not our terms. Not how we understand it. It's the mitzvah Hashem gives us. Shlomo HaMelech made that mistake, Taka. By lo yar b'lo nosh. Right? But that we paskin lo yidashin in time of the crow. Hashem gives us a mitzvah. We don't make cheshbonos. Say, well, the reason for the mitzvah is like this, and that's what darshin and time of the grow means. You darshin the reason and say, you know what? In this, it doesn't apply over here. I don't have to do the mitzvah. It's not applicable. We pass in loy darshin and time of the grow. Right? But that's when it comes to halacha. But when it comes to learning and trying to understand things, of course Hashem wants us to go as deep as we can go to understand things as deep. You're not supposed to learn superficial. Like the chinuch always gives us, Mishor Shea Mitzvah. Doesn't mean you darshan that. You delve into the Torah. I once wanted to say it's even meduyik in the Pasuk. Kiner Mitzvah v'Torah Or. Ner is a candle, right? Or is a fire. Why do we just say kiner mitzvah v'torah? Because a mitzvah and Torah is like a candle. We don't say that. We'll just say kiner mitzvah or. Why do we say kiner mitzvah v'torah or? So I want to say a poshut of art. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Mor nevuchim is not a sefer halacha. Mor nevuchim, the Rambam says, you want to learn, you should learn things deep, and you should go deeper and try to understand as well as you can understand. Right? But halacha tells you, but the bottom line is that the halacha is the halacha whether you understand it or you don't understand it. We don't understand everything. It's lamala me'asogu seinu. Oh, I'm going to add one more piece to this. Remind me. Kivakar Hashem. So what the shmuz I gave last week, there's one piece I didn't tell you about. This will answer that also. So l'maisa, the pshat is like this. When you do a mitzvah, all you have to know is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's why it says kiner mitzvah. The mitzvah is like a candle. You take the candle, where am I supposed to go? Not favos, why, when? The Torah, but when you're learning it per Torah as Torah, then it's Ur. Then you're supposed to try to illuminate the whole thing to understand everything about it. But when you're doing a Maisa mitzvah, it's Kiner mitzvah. Kiner mitzvah. The Torah, you can have a kasha also. It's no problem. On Shulchan Aruch, there's no such thing as a kasha. You have to do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, whether you understand it or not. You can have 100 kashas. I want to ask Pshat by Shlomo HaMelech. It says that the Yud, remember we mentioned in the Shmuz last week, the Yud came to Shemayim and complained, what's going to be with the Yud of Yarbe? Lo Yarbe lo Noshen. Right? What's Pshat? Because we know this world was created with a hay, the Gemara says in Menachos. The next world was created what? With a Yud. Right? The Torah, every part of Torah has what we call nigla and nister. Parts of Torah we understand, parts of Torah we don't understand. What's pshat loy darshin in time of the Torah? Loy darshin in time of the Torah is, the Torah gave you a reason. The Torah said, lo yarba loy noshim, v'lo yosur es levovoy. The Torah says, that's the reason benigla. Klapi shmaya, a mitzvah? We don't know klapi shmaya, the reasons of mitzvahs. So therefore, it doesn't matter what we darshin. So therefore, by Shlomo HaMelech, when he was darshaning time of the Krah, he was ignoring the Shemayim reason. Not the Olam Hazeh reason. The Olam Habo reason, the other reason. So the Yud came. The Yud, which Hashem created Olam Habo, that came to complain. The Yud came to complain. That's the... Shlomo HaMelech was telling us, there's a lot of kashas, a lot of contradictions. But Shlomo HaMelech told us, but the Torah is lamala from all questions. My Yisroel la'odom sheyamol tachas Hashemesh. Once you know that the Torah is beyond all questions, then the questions are not a problem. Questions are good. There's nothing wrong with making a question. As long as you know ultimately, there's an answer. We don't have to know the answers. And that's why when Shlomo HaMelech said, my Yisroel la'odom sheyamol tachas Hashemesh, it's not just it was a good thing. That answer that made that the questions are not a problem. That's why that when Chazal saw that, they said, okay, Iktaka, leave it. Okay, stop it.